you, Santa Claus.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Arden, and you are one teaser closer to listening to Series 3 of the Honest Doctors podcast. I'm releasing teasers for Series 3 at regular intervals now, so this is Thursday. Expect another one on Monday, all being well. The series is coming very, very, very soon, so keep an ear out. If you didn't get this teaser or any of the previous teasers automatically delivered to your podcast app or to your phone via your podcast app, then you should absolutely check to make sure you're still subscribed, because sometimes these podcast apps unsubscribe you to things if you haven't downloaded an episode in a period of months. And it has been a year and a half or something since, over a year and a half since I released the very last episode, the second interview with Denise Goff, which, by the way, is still available if you want to go and have a listen. Anyway, to the teaser. This one is with Kate Fleetwood, who I met at her house in London in September of 2017. Like I say, it's been a long time coming. I had a great chat with Kate. I'd finished editing our chat last night. The edited version runs at over an hour and 10 minutes, and it absolutely justifies every second of it, I feel. So I hope you enjoy it. Before I let you hear it, I'm going to say again, you can follow the podcast at Honest Actors on Twitter, and I would love to hear your favourite bits of the past two series. You can do that with the hashtag Best of Honest Actors. Interestingly, nobody has yet. I can tell how many people have downloaded the teasers. It's in the thousands. So if one of you people listening to this would care to share a favourite part of the past two seasons, I'd love to hear them. I'm starting to share mine as well. There are some very obvious ones online already. You can have a look and see what I think are my highlights, certainly, from Series 1 and Series 2. And you can also get a sense of the top blogs from the past 2.5 years as well. I'm sharing the top 25 most popular blog articles written by myself and by others since the blog began. We're currently, I think, at number 9 as it stands today. So for the next 8 days, expect the countdown to number 1, and I don't think there'll be any surprises there. For now, though, here's your fourth teaser of Season 3, Kate Fleetwood. Enjoy.
And that's sort of, if one job makes a difference to your career, probably did make a difference. You know, I'd be foolish and disingenuous to say it didn't make a difference, because suddenly people went, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, hello. And that's all.
You haven't made a drama school. Suddenly we don't care.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, sort of, actually, quite frankly. People went, oh, right, so you haven't been at the RSC for the last, even though I've constantly trying to get into the RSC for years, and but you know, I auditioned for it. I think people might not realise that I did that, and I did a few auditions because I didn't want. I think that's the big thing about being an actor, and is that you don't want to be cast. You don't want to be a square peg in the wrong hole. You know, it's got to be right.
Yeah,
it's got to be right. Otherwise, it'll be tough. So so that job is the obvious one. But then there is another job. And I think the lucky thing about I mean, when I look back is that you think when you have a big success like that, or the show has a big success like that, is that you'll never experience that again.
I was gonna ask that, which is, does a job like that make it harder to go back to auditioning for jobs that you might not feel so passionate about, to perhaps after 2.5 years of working in something that's constantly getting better and every corner you turn open something new and exciting, to going back to even a short period of unemployment?
Well, actually, the truth about that was it was a really long period of unemployment after that, which is the irony, and something. It's actually not ironic. It's actually quite common that you can have what would be seen as a sort of like a success. Because it was a success in lots of ways, and maybe not so much in others. Because I think it's really rare that one job transforms an actor's life. I think it does happen, but I don't think it's often. I think it's little thing, just you know, culmination of lots of things rather than just one bingo, you know, lottery. It's really rare that anyone wins the lottery.
Yeah.
And it works like that. So I went to New York and I, you know, got nominated for a Tony, and I hope that's not like it was kind of really exciting and amazing, and I never thought ever that that kind of thing would ever happen. And And then I came home and I didn't get an audition for a year. Which felt like, oh, but it was a really good lesson.
Didn't you guys hear about Tony?
You're like,
I mean, I know I didn't win, but like, come on, guys.
I thought maybe,
surely,
maybe I might get a meeting somewhere. No, didn't get a meeting for a theatre job for a year.
So what is that? What is that feel like in that period? Having had that 2.5 years of camaraderie, of constant employment, of income, of self-worth, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, what happens in a 12-month period then when nobody's knocking your door? I mean,
it's tough. It's really tough because, of course, all the validation and stuff. I mean, we all tell each other you can't validate yourself through your work and stuff.
Yeah,
but it's kind. I don't. I think people do. And that's not about...
I think everybody does.
Yeah, I don't think that's about saying, oh, you know, you're at a party and you're like, at least you know what you're going to say. I think it's just when you're at home on your own,
I think,
like a lot of actors are.
It doesn't matter who you are, whether an actor or a plumber or a nurse or, like, being, having no purpose is deathly.
And I think that's the real problem I've found over the years, and I've got better at it, and I think is that if you've got nothing to hang your hat on, it's really grim.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I think if you, even if it's just an audition coming up, that's something you've got to hang a hat on. You've got a purpose. Okay, I've got a script to read. I can research this, or I can, you know, whatever. Having something to hang your hat on as an actor is
Or I can at least, at the very least, I have something to force me to clean the house, so I don't have to start thinking about it.
Exactly.
I've got something
I can procrastinate from.
Yeah,
there's something I can procrastinate
exactly,
from.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that was. It was a year, and in fact, I had had a really long period of unemployment after I'd had my first child, and I'd done a telly, I think, and then I remember I was in this kitchen, and I got a call, and it was about, God, it must have felt, I think it was over a year that I hadn't done something which I was substantially doing, you know, and I was like, oh, now this is, you know, is this going to ever work out, you know? And this is before Macbeth, and I got a phone call, and it was an offer. Like, I've only ever had 3 offers in my career. So, but I remember getting a call and getting offered a job, and it had been about a year and over a year. And I literally fell to my knees, because that's the release.
Fucking hell.
I fell to my knees. I mean, it's probably a bit dramatic, but...
Well, I love those moments. Do you know why I love those? Do you know why I love those moments? Because I remember at one time in my life, I've fallen to my knees.
Oh, go on.
And I was in tears.
Yeah.
Over something bad, and I fell to my knees, and the first thought I had was like...
Oh, use that.
Almost exactly that was, oh, fuck, if a director told me to do that, I would say, no one ever does that in real life. And then I went, oh, I'll use that. And I remember also on another occasion being really distraught in tears and thinking, I must go and look in the mirror and see.
Well, I was about to say the same thing. Because I think that is what being an actor is. It's not that, it's lots of other things, you know,
it's
listeners.
Like that level of like...
I remember being a kid.
Yeah.
And being, bawling my eyes out and keeping the face.
What's his face look
like? And going upstairs and looking in the mirror. So, yeah, it's hard. That's the funny thing about being an actor, isn't it? Is that, of course, your emotions are real and your reactions are real, but...
Can you use that?
Sometimes... Well, I could use that.
Or watching someone else in a kind of terrified state and thinking, yeah, that's interesting.
That is what terror looks like.
I'll watch for 10 seconds, then I'll help.
Yeah.
I just need to watch this for a bit longer.
Well, how long is that? Yeah.
And that was Kate Fleetwood. Like I say, all the episodes to which these teasers refer will be out very, very soon. Until then, though, you can follow the podcast at Honest Actors. And one of the things I'd like to ask you to do, besides share your favorite bits with the hashtag Best of Honest Actors, is to go onto your podcast app and give us a rating and or a review. I stopped asking people to do this a long time ago, and obviously there have been a few since then. But because we're launching Series 3, it would really help with the rankings on iTunes and other podcast outlets if you could give us a nice favourable rating. I should say as well that in the gap, we got our first non-5-star review. Somebody gave us 4 stars. 4. 4 stars. And worse than that, some chump gave it 1 star. I'm guessing that chump is someone who just doesn't have a soul. And you know what? I'm not even going to say it. You know what I'm thinking. Series 3 is coming your way very soon. Another teaser on Monday. Check out the best of the blogs at the Best of Honest Actors. Share your thoughts and feelings and what your highlights have been over the past 2.5 years. And get ready. Make sure you're subscribed. Series 3 is going to be with you soon.
Please, I pinch my knees. Say that's you.